You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Welcome back to CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Haya in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. More now on our top story of the morning. Fresh sanctions have been announced against China by the European Union, the UK, Canada and the United States. It's the first such action by the UK and EU towards China for 30 years. Meanwhile, the measures unveiled by the US Treasury are focused on two Chinese government officials accused by the United States of serious human rights violations against Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. The move comes just 72 hours after the first face-to-face meetings between senior US and Chinese officials since President Biden's inauguration. Our US Bureau Chief Simon Marks reports.
The Biden administration says the new sanctions were timed to complement moves taken on Monday by the European Union, the UK and Canada, all of them coming together with fresh efforts to increase pressure on Beijing. The US sanctions target two officials the Treasury says are responsible for serious human rights violations in Xinjiang. One of them is a senior figure within a paramilitary organization in the region that the US claims is subordinate to the Chinese Communist Party. The other is the director of the Xinjiang Public Security Bureau that the US says has engaged in torture and the attempted re-education of Uyghur Muslims.
We are certain that the Chinese are noting that we are working much more closely with our allies and partners than had happened over the last 4 years.
At the White House, spokeswoman Jen Psaki insisted Beijing should not have been caught unawares by the latest sanctions, and she gave the first official US readout of last week's very tense meeting in Alaska between US and Chinese officials. It saw a publicly aired war of words between Chinese and American diplomats over international approaches and human rights. So the press secretary was asked, what comes next?
We expected tough and direct talks with the PRC on a wide range of issues, and that's exactly what happened. We're taking stock of where we are. This is where we are now. I expect the president will certainly be talking with his national security team, well, Jake Sullivan and Tony Blinken, our Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, who traveled, and we will have close consultation with allies and partners on the way forward. But in terms of the next steps, Anchorage was a standalone meeting, and we don't have anything more to determine about what's next.
In other words, the meeting did nothing to advance the prospect of a face-to-face encounter between President Biden and President Xi. Indeed, it didn't even produce a joint declaration, so wide was the gulf between the two sides. Given that no one in Washington expects China to alter its approach in Xinjiang as a result of these latest sanctions, the White House press secretary was asked, are more coming?
Clearly, sanctions are meant to deter behavior, but I'm not going to rule in or rule out any actions when we're at not even day 60. What day are we at? 62? I'm not even sure. Of the administration, I can assure you that obviously this is, again, we will be evaluating what the appropriate next steps are in close coordination with our partners and allies around the world.
And she says the U.S. is working on trying to improve its economic competitiveness with China. Biden administration officials saying the Secretary of State last week told the Chinese the U.S. will not yield the market in semiconductors or solar panels to Beijing without a fight. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.